That late-born prodigy doesn't get chosen for the All-Star team as an 8-year-old because he's too small. So he doesn't get the extra practice. And without that extra practice, he has no chance at hitting 10,000 hours by the time the professional hockey teams start looking for players. And without 10,000 hours under his belt, there is no way he can ever master the skills necessary to play the top level. Even Mozart, the greatest musical prodigy of all time, couldn't hit his stride until he had his 10,000 hours in. Practice isn't the thing you do once you're good. It's the thing you do that makes you good. The other interesting thing about that 10,000 hours number, of course, is that 10,000 hours is an enormous amount of time. It's all but impossible to reach that number by the time you're a young adult all by yourself. You have to have parents who encourage and support you. You can't be poor because if you have to hold down a part-time job on the side to help make ends meet, there won't be enough time left over in the day to practice. In fact, most people can only really reach that number if they get into some kind of special program, like a hockey all-star squad, or they get some kind of extraordinary opportunity that gives them a chance to put in those hours. So, back to Bill Joy. It's 1971. He's tall and gawky and 16 years old. He's the math whiz, the kind of student at schools like MIT or Caltech or the University of Waterloo attract by the hundreds. When Bill was a little boy, he wanted to know everything about everything way before he should have even known what he wanted to know, his father William says. We answered him when we could, and when we couldn't, we would just give him a book. When it came time to apply to college, Joy got a perfect score on the math portion of the Scholastic Aptitude Test. It wasn't particularly hard, he says, matter-of-factly. There was plenty of time to check it twice. He has talent by the truckload, but that's not the only consideration. It never is. The key to his development is that he stumbled across that nondescript building on Beale Avenue.